You're listening to the MechWarriors Heavy Duty Podcast. Here, you will learn...
Oh, wait a minute. That is not MechWarriors. This is MechWarriors. This is the MechWarriors Heavy Duty Podcast. MechWarriors is the game where you invite your friends over to your house and nuke them. The carnage is awesome. The Dark Destroyer, let's bury them dead. My true vocation, and now my unfortunate friend. You will discover
a warrior unable to win. Welcome, MechWarriors. This is Clay, and this is episode 7 of the MechWarriors Heavy Duty Podcast. There are some changes with the new year, so we'll go through those real quick. First of all, our gaming group has gotten smaller by one, so we will not have as many impromptu games as we did before, so we will not have game reports anymore. If we play a game, then I'll talk about it in the podcast. It's not going to be a separate file or anything. Also, I'm going to merge the unit reviews into the main podcast like I did on episode 1, simply because I discovered that when you subscribe to iTunes, the automatic downloads only grabs one of the three uploads, and that's kind of irritating, so there may be some people that aren't getting what they think they're supposed to be getting, and I don't want that to happen. So starting with this episode, we were going back to the one file format. And don't forget, I have to do the episode 6 unit reviews in this episode, because I screwed him up last time. I was going to go through the movement rules, but they're pretty much kind of, they're movement rules. I will go through them, but I wanted to go through some other things first, and so I chose the unit type specific rules. We will start with infantry, and I'm reading this off of my iPad, so if you hear me moving things around and bumping, it's because I'm clumsy. And the MechWarriors Heavy Duty Podcast Studio has new equipment. You probably aren't going to hear much of a difference on your end, but I now have a 4-channel mixer hooked up and running through the computer, and new mics, and the new mics are kind of sensitive because it's a pretty good little unit. So if you hear background noises that you don't normally hear, it's because I have new equipment, and also because I'm getting lazy in my editing, and I'm just editing out my flubs. Yes, I do make flubs. All right. Infantry-specific rules. We have actually broken infantry up into 2 or 3 different sections. They still all fall under the infantry rules, but you'll hear me say things like infantry vehicle or mechanized infantry. So here are the definitions. We all know what an infantry unit is, the small base, small units. An infantry vehicle is any wheeled vehicle on one of those bases. Mechanized infantry is any infantry unit which is encased in or wearing a battle armor of any kind, not a ghillie suit or some kind of armor plating. I'm talking about powered battle armor. Most of these will have jump jets or something like that. So if you hear me say mechanized infantry at any time, you'll understand what I mean. And it's just because we have a few special rules for them, not many. Infantry vehicles are not to be considered mechanized for most of our rules. For infantry, capturing has some new rules. And I have gone through these a little bit, but I'll do them again. Infantry that has the foot speed mode on its base can make an attack trying to capture an opposing unit instead of damaging it. The attacking unit must be in base contact with the target, so you can't do this as a full move assault order. You can only do this as a half move assault order or as a normal attack. You must declare the capture attempt before rolling the dice. When you perform a capture attempt, the target gets a +3 to its defense And obviously, other modifiers will affect that, the rear arc, special equipment, other modifiers if something is shut down, things like that. If the attack succeeds, the target is now captured instead of damaged. If the target is a mech equipped with a pilot, the pilot is removed from the mech when it's captured. However, if the attack roll is a critical success, 3 sixes, the pilot is not removed, but becomes a part of the captured unit. Thus, the capturing player can play with the pilot. A captured unit is considered part of the battle force of the player who captured it and is played by that player, and any destruction of that unit will gain victory points to whoever destroyed it. The person playing the unit, the person capturing the unit, I should say, does not gain any victory points for capturing it. He only gains an extra unit. The unit that does the capturing is removed from the battlefield because he has technically taken over the new unit. So no victory points are won for his removal either. Infantry, which have multiple attacks listed on their base, do get multiple attempts to capture. However, the multiple attack penalties do apply. So the second and third tries would both be at a -4, not a -3, and so forth and so on and so on. If an infantry unit is behind a bipedal or tripod mech and has a clear line of sight through the legs of that mech to a target, he may fire through the legs of that mech. The attack will be at a -1, but he can do that, so that is called firing from behind mechs. The next one is running. Mechanized infantry, other than wheeled or VTOL units, may run, moving at twice their current speed. There is no penalty for this. So my favorite little Ravager, most of them can now move 12 sometimes. A RAM, mechanized infantry and infantry vehicles with an attack value greater than 0, may RAM another mechanized infantry unit, an infantry vehicle unit, or a vehicle. They may not ram a mech. Give the attacker a move order and end the move in base contact with the target. Obviously, you have to be within the attacker's move range, or you can't do that. This does require a successful attack roll. The attacker scores impact damage, which is your primary weapon's damage. After resolving the attacker has also dealt 1 impact damage. Close combat modifier does not apply to this. Impact damage ignores armor, and the unit must have a speed of 3 or greater to do this. We have kamikaze, which all units have RAM and kamikaze, by the way. But kamikaze is for mechanized infantry or infantry vehicles, and they're on their last click. If the target is within the unit's speed range, and the unit is able to cross the terrain, then the unit can ram a target without a die roll. The one click it does will kill it, and the damage to the target is only 1 click. Again, you must have a speed of 3 or greater to do this. The small target modifier, a mech targeting infantry, does so with a penalty. The infantry unit gets a +1 to its defense when it's being targeted by a mech. Double timing. Non-mechanized units may double time for 1 turn. It's a run for 1 turn. When double timing, there is no defense bonus from hindering terrain, and the unit cannot attack. It gives them a run for 1 turn, but they can't do anything else but run. Mechanized infantry and infantry vehicles cannot double time, but some of them can run. We have duck and dodge. Yes, I did kind of take that from the movie Dodgeball. The non-mechanized infantry may cross the base of mechs during their movement, running through the legs of those giant machines, or running between 2 mechs that are in base contact. They may not stop if their bases overlap a mech's base, and there is no move penalty for this. So some little guy that's only 6 foot tall, there's no reason why he shouldn't be able to run between the legs of a 30, 40 foot tall machine. Just reasonable. But not armored men and not vehicles. Flyers have some special equipment. First of all, any infantry unit with jump jets can fly as if it were a VTOL. Minimum flight is 1 inch. Maximum is whatever you decide. We have 18 listed in the rules, but we have since changed things. Anything below the minimum should be considered landed. Flying at 4 feet off the ground, it's probably more trouble than it's worth in real life. Flying units must be in range of their attacks on a straight line from unit to unit. Flying units can hover over other units. We play 3D games, so there's no reason why a unit can't hover straight overhead. Some units may be able to attack straight up, some may not. That will be up to the player's discretion. Normally, we articulate the units to see if it'll point straight up. If it does, it can attack. If it doesn't, it can't. But then y'all can determine how you want on that. That's one of those iffy things that doesn't really matter. Flyers may attack straight down at any range. Well, that's not entirely true because energy weapons cannot fire beyond their listed range. There is no additional bonus for attacking a unit directly below other than the elevated bonus, which we talked about before. If you're not using flight stands, we suggest you place a marker under the unit. And the marker holds the place directly under the unit, so when you want to measure for movement or attacks, you can hold the unit at the proper height over the proper spot. Makes it a little easier. We use flight stands, so we don't have to worry about that. We used to have a rule, and it's still in the rule books, about a flying unit's ballistic weapon range being increased by that unit's height above the ground. That got to be real tricky calculating, so we don't do that anymore. It's still in the printed rules that you'll download, but we're going to take that out. Backwards movement. Infantry has no need for backwards movement consideration. An infantry unit may just turn around and move in any direction with no penalty. It is not necessarily true for vehicles and mechs. And those are the special rules for infantry. Now, the special rules for vehicles. Obviously, a vehicle is a vehicle if it's on the large oblong base and is obviously not a mech, so not a quad mech or anything. Ram, as usual. Vehicles can ram if they have an attack value greater than zero and the target is within their movement range. However, a vehicle can ram only a vehicle, a mech, an infantry vehicle, or a mechanized infantry unit. You do damage with your primary damage. You deal one damage to the attacker. You have to have a three or higher, and you have to make a successful attack roll. And impact damage ignores armor. Kamikaze, as I said before, if you're on your last click and your target is within your speed range, you may hit them without doing any attack rolls. You do one damage to them and one damage to yourself, which kills yourself, but you do one damage to your target, and you have to have a speed of three or greater. A vehicle can attempt to run over a non-mechanized infantry unit. The infantry unit gets a +3 to its defense value. Successful attack deals damage equal to the vehicle's primary damage value. Actually, the vehicle's only damage value. There is no secondary. Flyers, any unit with a VTOL speed mode is a flyer. It can be landed anytime, choice, or whatever. When it's landed, it can't move forward. You have to be flying to move. So you can't move at ground level. You have to go up 1 inch minimum and fly. Again, if you're in the air, your attacks have to be on a straight line for range measurements. Backwards movement. A vehicle may move backward as long as there is no object or terrain to prevent the movement. A vehicle with the wheel speed symbol may move backward at a maximum of half its current speed, and it may not make an assault order while doing so. Vehicles with VTOL or track symbols may move at their full current speed. Vehicles with the hover speed symbol can move backward at their full speed, but do not have to, as they can pivot on the spot and then move with no penalty. Hovering over water, units with the hover speed mode may cross water on the surface and stop and hover there. However, if the unit shuts down due to a fusion plant explosion, EMP, from a mech, or any other game situation, while on the surface of the water, that unit sinks and is destroyed if the unit is not a submersible unit. In other words, one that has the propeller speed mode. And that is it for the vehicle special rules. Now to mechs. This one is twice as long as any of the others, so I will go through it quickly. The small target modifier I've already talked about. Run, we already know, it's twice your speed value, but you gain a heat. The jump jets, we already know, you move across the board with no terrain considerations. You can do this at twice your speed value and gain a heat. It's a double jump is what we call it. The rules on here say that a mech cannot attack while running, a mech cannot attack while jumping. We have changed those, so I have to delete those off of the printed rules. A mech that is jumping may do so in any direction without plotting a turn or a curve for motion. If the mech is jumping backwards, however, the player must roll 3 through 6 to avoid falling upon landing. A mech which falls will suffer one click of damage, and the normal standing rules apply, and I'll get to those in a minute. A mech can stomp, attempting to step on any infantry unit, must make an attack at minus 2, but the small target modifier does not count. Upon making such a successful attack, the mech does damage equal to its primary damage, and the infantry unit is displaced to one side or another, front or back or something, but remains in base contact with the mech. However, it's displaced in which direction, just be chosen, you know, by somebody in the game. It doesn't matter how you decide that. If the attack fails, then the unit is displaced but remains in base contact. But in this case, the direction of the displacement is chosen by the controller of the infantry unit. The infantry unit's facing does not change during this attack. There is some text in the printed rules about determining the infantry's facing and rolling dice and all that, and it was really just too confusing. So we have removed that, and I have not yet edited it out of the text. A mech may cross over a non-mechanized infantry with no attack roll and no damage to the infantry unit if he so desires. He can just walk on past them. A mech can attempt to overturn a vehicle. The mech must make a successful melee combat attack at minus 4, which means he has to be in base contact. The mech must then roll 3 or better on a single die to avoid falling down himself. The mech must roll to not fall, regardless whether the attack succeeds. The mech takes 1 heat, regardless of whether this attack succeeds. Mechs which fall take 1 click of damage, and or more if you fall from elevated terrain. There are rules for that, and we will cover that in a minute. An overturned vehicle may be turned right side up using the same method. Anytime a vehicle is overturned in this manner, the vehicle takes 1 click of damage. So even if it's overturned back up onto its wheels, it still takes a click of damage. A vehicle may not be overturned up a slope. If a vehicle is overturned down a slope, the vehicle will turn over the number of times equal to the black die on the attacker's roll. When a unit reaches the bottom of the slope, it will come to rest. Every 180-degree turn causes 1 click of damage. So every time you go from wheels to top or top to wheels, it's 1 click of damage if you roll down a hill. Mechs which fall down during this or in any other time may be righted onto their feet by flyers, which can carry 3 or more units, or by vehicles or mechs which have the repair special equipment. Construction, salvage, forestry, mining, and agricultural mechs can overturn vehicles with no chance of falling, no heat gain, and can right fallen mechs with the same benefits. Fallen mechs can be righted on a successful attack by the unit attempting the action. The fallen mech can stand on a roll of 4, 5, or 6. A fallen mech cannot move or attack. Defense is at minus 2, but venting can be performed normally. Ram, like I said before, all the same rules apply. Mechs can ram another mech only. Close combat modifier doesn't apply. You have to have a speed of 3 or greater, yada, yada, yada. Kamikaze, same thing, only against a mech. You die when you do it, but you do 2 clicks of damage to your target, not 1. We have what we call a mid-air rotation. So if you jump and you turn and you wish to land facing a different direction, a mech which is equipped with jump jets may make up to a 180-degree facing change while airborne, but the player must make a pilot skill on a single die. If the roll is 3 or higher, the attempt is successful. A failed attempt results in a fall and 1 click of unpreventable damage. And Dave's favorite maneuver name, he just gets the biggest kick out of this, prairie dogging. And if you're thinking what he's thinking, yes, I know about it. A mech can perform a move called a prairie dog. If you have jump jets, you can jump straight up and fire on a target which is on a higher elevation. The attack is at a -2. The height of the jump must be within half of the mech's current speed value. Stepping up, a mech may step up to an elevation up to 1 inch or over an obstacle of up to 1 inch high. The mech cannot perform any other action during the turn, and the mech gains 1 heat from the action. We have precarious footing. A mech that is on narrow or otherwise precarious footing may fall if damaged. A roll of 1 to 2 means that the mech has fallen. Falling down does 1 click of damage. Falling over a cliff does 1 damage per inch fallen. This is in addition to any damage resulting from the attack that started this all. Gaining heat. Heat is your worst nightmare in this game. Everything gains heat. When you gain heat, and it becomes the damage phase of the game, you apply all of your heat before you make any die rolls. You don't roll, click 1 and roll, and click 2 and roll. All your heat is accumulated, then you roll. If you gain any new heat from that, then you roll after everything is rolled on the first time. Losing heat. You vent. You don't do anything. You stand still for a turn, or you get in water. That's pretty much it. You may vent and move half of your current speed, but you can't do anything else if you do that. It's a combination order. If a mech is shut down due to heat and is given a vent order, it automatically gets a restart roll. This restart doesn't require another order be assigned. It's part of the vent order. During any turn, obviously, you control a mech. If you don't give him any orders, he loses 1 heat automatically. One thing we changed is when the original game, when you lost heat, you still had to roll for your heat effects as you were going back down your heat dial towards green. We didn't think that made a whole lot of sense, because then once you overheat, chances are you're never going to get cooled off. And so we deleted that. You only roll for heat when you're going up the heat dial. When you're losing heat or venting heat, you don't have to roll for them again going back down, because you can just go back and forth and back and forth. We already destroy ourselves with heat. We don't need anything extra to help it out. Okay, shutting down. Mechs can shut down when the heat level is too high. That'll be automatic. It can shut down when another mech goes nuke and you fail your EMP roll. Or it can be shut down on an order. You can tell the unit to shut down. Restarting is not automatic. You do have to roll for it. A shutdown mech may be given only vent orders or restart orders, and no electronic special equipment works. Any special equipment that is not dependent upon the machine running is still working. So armor is still going to work, but decoy won't, things like that. Restarting requires a roll of 4, 5, or 6. Restarting actually is automatic when you vent down to your starting position on your heat dial. You don't have to roll for that. That's pretty much the only time it's automatic. If a unit has done something to restart, he vented and then he restarted, or he just restarted, that's his turn. He can't do anything until the next turn unless he gets a command for the next phase. So if you start a turn, shut down, and you vent, and for some reason that allows you to restart, it's automatic, but you've already done something. You vented, so that's your order. Standing. Fallen mechs have to stand up. If they've fallen or been knocked over, they may stand on a roll of 4, 5, or 6. That is your... That's your order for the turn or for the phase. You may do a vent afterwards. We've given that as a freebie. If you stand up, you can vent. We assume that the person has instructed the machine to vent as he stands. Kind of a simultaneous thing. Death from above. That is kind of the cliche of Mech Warriors and Battletech, and it can be really, really fun. We've changed it a little bit, but it's still good. Mechs with attack values greater than 0 and with jump jets may make a death from above special attack. The target gets a +2 to his defense value for this attack. If successful, the attacker scores impact damage equal to his primary damage +2. The attacker is dealt 1 damage. If the attack fails, the attacker is dealt 2 damage. If you have a mech that doesn't have jump jets, you may jump from a higher place onto a target. Same rules apply. All right. Fusion plant explosion, or a sudden and gratuitous total existence failure, as we call it. A mech which is not powered by an internal combustion engine can suffer a fusion plant explosion if it takes an amount of damage which is 10 or more points past dead in one phase. So as soon as you turn it to the 3 bullet holes, if you still have 10 more clicks of damage or more to apply, then that mech went nuke. Mechs which are internal combustion are usually visibly so. They'll have exhaust ports and things like that. So when a mech does go nuke, there are a few things that happen. First and foremost, everything within 6-inch radius of the destroyed mech, therefore 12-inch circle, everything takes 5 clicks of unpreventable damage, period. The other thing that happens is an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse. This causes every unit on the playfield to roll a die. Infantry, vehicles, mechs. If it's a piece on a base, it has to roll a die. On a 1 or a 2, that unit is shut down. Yes, infantry can be shut down. Your electronics have gone offline through the following turn. All actions in the current phase will be completed as planned because everything happens simultaneously. But the next phase will be affected. So if it's a post-move phase, it's coming up next. That's going to be affected because the unit that received a command may be shut down. He can't do things. Any unit which makes the roll of 3, 4, 5, or 6 can just go on like normal. All others that have shut down, after you skip one full turn, the second turn is automatic restart for everything. Nobody has to roll dice for anything. It's all automatic. Now you have to remember, some units are going to be in the air. If they shut down, they fall. 1 click of damage per inch fallen. You lose flyers this way. It happens. Now, if a unit is a passenger in a transport, the transport has to roll. If the transport does not shut down, the passengers do not have to roll because the transport shielded them. If the transport shuts down, the passengers have to roll. If it's an airborne transport, it's not going to matter much. And what we do, since we use paper markers for movement indicators, helpful hint on this, guys. If you play with a marker of some kind to mark the starting point of the movement, which is how we play in heavy duty, put that marker up on the base of the unit that was shut down. That way you can tell at a glance which units are shut down and which units aren't. we had to do something because we play with so many units that we couldn't keep track of who had shut down and who hadn't, and so we came up with that. Now, backward movements. Bipedal mechs may walk backwards at half their current speed, but a roll of 3, 4, 5, or 6 is required to prevent falling. You only have to roll that once when you start the backwards move. You may move at your full current speed, but you have to roll a 5 or a 6 to prevent falling. Mechs may perform combination orders while walking backwards. Quad and colossal mechs may walk backwards with no penalties or chances of falling, and no mech may run backwards. Obviously, they can only move backwards if there's no object or terrain preventing the movement. Internal combustion engine mechs in water. That is not smart. Mechs which are powered by internal combustion engines cannot enter very deep water, which in our game I think is over 2 inches deep. Whatever you consider very deep water, they can't, because if they do, they'll aspirate water and immediately shut down and cannot restart. They are dead. You don't have to take them out of the game because they can still be shot, but they cannot restart. They are shut down, and that's all there is to it. That's because you can't submerge most internal combustion engines unless they have an internal onboard oxygen source. Mechs are not considered in our game to have that. Okay, now some colossal rules. There is a class of mechs known as the Colossals, the big three-legged Ares mechs. They have some special rules that we've come up with for them. Some of them are from the original game, and some of them are our rules. Now, the pilots, the gunners, and engineers which you can equip in these mechs may change some of these, so read the special rules on those cards. They have a -1 to their defense against infantry attacks. They do not have a penalty to their attacks when they move, but they do not get a bonus to their defense when they move. All of their combination orders may be performed with a full move. They cannot ram, kamikaze, or run. They do not get a move penalty when in water. They do not get a heat bonus when they are in water. They are never considered submerged when in water. If they are boarding or disembarking passengers, they cannot move. They cannot perform any type of death from above attack. They cannot stomp on any target. They cannot overturn a vehicle. They cannot be knocked down. They are not considered to be elevated over the level of the ground at their feet, but they may be elevated in other circumstances. They are really tall, and we thought, well, maybe they're so tall they should get an elevation bonus over ground units, but we decided against it. They can step up to an elevation of up to 2 inches or over something 2 inches high. They cannot be captured. When successfully damaged by an opponent using the T-Simp, a colossal mech only shuts down on a roll of 1, not 1 to 2. They may vent and attack simultaneously. This attack roll will be at a -1. And they may not use combat enhancement cards other than the colossal pilot, gunner, and engineer cards. And that, my friends, is the podcast. Now on to the continued promised unit reviews from episode 6, which are now in episode 7. Our mech is a 208-point unique Hellfire. Phoenix Hawk 2C. Hellfire is the individual name. It is from the Age of Destruction set, I believe, number 121. It vents 2. It has a melee attack with a 0 range, obviously. For its primary, its secondary is a ballistic weapon with 4 shots per turn, and it has a range of 4 to 10, but that modifies to 4 to 15. Okay, it is dead on 15. We're going to go through the dial a little quickly today because I'm running long already on the podcast. The heat dial is First click, no modifications. Second click, we have a minus one to the damage on the secondary. Third click, we have a minus one to damage on the secondary. But you have to roll yellow for the secondary and for the movement. Next click, we have still minus one damage for the secondary. But you have to roll red, and you still have to roll yellow on the movement. Then he is shut down. The melee weapon is grapple, which we have changed in this game. So mechs can, with grapple, can require a breakaway roll from another mech. They have to be in base contact, obviously, and this never turns off. If they're in base contact, the grapple is active. The opponent unit, which has to make a breakaway, has to roll a 5 or a 6 to break away. Melee weapon does 3 damage. Ballistic weapon does 6 damage, has 8 movement with jump jets, 10 attack, and 21 defense on its first click. On its fifth click, it loses all of its special equipment. The damage on the primary is 2, 4 for the secondary, 6 movement, 8 attack, 19 defense, and the location of a black square for those who use that repair rule. 4 more clicks and you lose your ballistic weapon. Still 2 damage on melee, 5 movement, 7 attack, 18 defense, and another black triangle. 4 more clicks, and we are salvage. Move of 4, attack of 6, defense of 16. And then we have 1 and 2 more, and he's dead. I was going to use this one as my Novacat killer because he's got the 4 ballistic with a 15 range, which is a pretty good match to with 6 damage on his first click, and that's a pretty good match to Ken's Novacat with a 16 range and 6 damage, 5 or 6 damage. But Ken is one that is no longer around to play in the gaming group, so I don't know how I'm going to use this. I was going to use it against the Novacats. I think it would have been great. Pretty equal range, pretty equal damage, pretty equal numbers. Good toe-to-toe fighter for those big units. So I don't know how I'm going to use it now. Dave uses Marauders more than Novacats, and I'm not familiar with the Marauders. I will probably use it against the Marauders just to be safe. The jump jets are going to make it nice because I can get in regardless of the terrain, go over the hills or the rivers, whatever we're playing with. And it looks like it's just going to be a fun unit to use because he can really do some damage and has some pretty good, you know, 10s and 20s for attacks and defense. That's pretty stout. I like any unit with a 10 attack. The vehicle is a 79.3 stripe DI Morgan assault tank, also I believe from the AOD set, unit number, collector number 060. I believe it's a Steel Wolves unit. Again, we don't play with them, so I don't know for sure. Okay, this one is dead on 9. He has an energy weapon, 3 shots, range 2 to 10. His first click is 2 damage, a 6 move, but he has infiltrate, a circle infiltrate, so he'll take a click. An 8 attack and a 19 defense with a circle blue, which is reactive armor. So he'll take 2 off of any ballistic attack directed at him. But since it's a circle, he will take 1 damage anyway. So effectively, he just takes 1 off. Next click, he goes to evade on his move and 1 point armor on his defense. The numbers are 3 for damage, 6 for move, 9 for attack, and 20 for defense. So this is what he gets after he does his infiltrate. The special equipment changes on the next click. He gains improved targeting. Keeps everything, all the special equipment for 4 more clicks. Then his evade becomes a circle. So his attack bonuses and everything will all go away if he uses them in this turn. Or movement bonuses, I should say. So, no evade, and then he's salvage on the next click. So, 4 moves, 6 attacks, 17 defense. He salvage 1 more click, then he's dead. I've used the DIs in my 1,500-point Nomec team. I haven't used this one because I didn't have it at the time. They're pretty effective. You put them in teams of 3... and they're a pretty good force to go up against just about any single mech. Going up against two big ones is a little rough, but one mech you can pretty much go through with three vehicles, and especially if you have three of these or one of these in the group. My next team, I'm going to put this one in because he's a little more powerful than the others that I have. They're fun to use. They're slow, but most of the tanks are. You get used to that. Our infantry is a 15.1 stripe monocycle from the Wolf Strike set collector number 9, and I believe it is a Spirit Cat, maybe a Nova Cat, I'm not sure. The black cat with a white star behind it. This one is dead on 5. It has a wheel speed mode, obviously. 1 weapon, ballistic, 8 range, which in this game is 12. So first click, he does two damage with that. He has a 12 speed with evade, which gives him a +2 to his defense while he's moving. And he can get in pretty far pretty quick. You know, he'll die quick, but he can get there and do some harassing. 7 attack and 15 defense on his first click. Not any real changes till the third click when he loses his evade. So he's at a 1 damage, 11 move, 7 attack, and 14 defense. No real changes until he's dead. Last click is not a whole lot of changes except that he loses his damage on his ballistic weapon. So he's stuck with a kamikaze, but he's got a 10 movement. So anything within 10, he can do 1 damage to. Which is nice because if you have 0 damage, you might as well do something and go out in a blaze of glory. That's why we put it in. Quick little harassing unit. That's what this is. And that's how we use them. All of our little infantry that's real fast, and some of the vehicles too, we use them just to get around back behind the front advancing line of the opponent to try to distract bigger units to devote points. My goal is for him to devote 100 or 200 points to this 15-point unit. That means that's a couple hundred points. It's not coming at me, at my main force. And it usually works. It usually works on me because I'm just dumb enough to fall for it every time. So that's how we use them. We use a lot of similar units. All right. Vehicle reviews are done. Podcast is done. The gaming group is changed. Dave will be coming over on the second Friday of January. We're going to try to get some Mech Warriors in. Last time he came over, we just sat around and visited and didn't get to play anything because we didn't feel like it. But he and I are kind of getting the itch to nuke some things on the table in the dining room. If we do, we'll do a little short game report on it. But the game reports weren't real informative, I don't think. It was us telling you what our teams were and who won. Not really all that great, I don't think. So we're going to take them out for the most part. And that's it until next time. Next time we will go into movement. And you'll see how we've changed that for this game. Haven't made as many changes as you might think for the movement. Everything else took a lot of changes, but movement is just movement. I mean, you're going from here to there.
The Mech Warriors Heavy Duty Podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. This means you can give the podcast to anyone you want, but you can't make any money off of it, and you can't break up the file. Mech Warriors, Battletech, and all related terms are copyright their respective owners. No claim of ownership is made.